Well, Sean's an experienced player that's had starts in this league. He's been rehabbing, and he's been cleared to go. Had a nice workout for us and felt like he was the best option to add to our roster.
He's played mostly right. Will he swing for you guys, or yeah, I haven't figured that out yet?
I'm not going to speak about whether he's going to be a right or left. He's more from comfortable playing on the on the right side. So, but we'll definitely have to explore that. If he's going to be a swing tackle for us, he's going to have to be able to play both sides. If he can't, we'll just have to have a different option.
Hey, they have started fast the last two games, 21 and 15 nothing, and you all have been slow starters this year. How does that match up? How do you try to flip that for this game Sunday?
Well, the last two games, they've jumped out to big leads. They've done a nice job running the football, and they've done a very good job stopping the run. That's the thing that stands out, and they have started fast. This is a team that is, in my opinion, a lot better than the record. They are still playing very hard. I think Coach Ciano has got those guys playing extremely hard.
Coach, you talked about losing a line of scrimmage this past game. How are you addressing that in practice?
Well, the thing that you have to do is you've got to work on leverage and playing lower than your opponent. And there's some things that we're doing drill-wise that I think will help our guys. We get a limited number of live snaps and pads. That was what took place today. Thought it was a spirited practice, but we've got to win the line of scrimmage if we're going to run the ball successfully. The last time we played Tampa here in Atlanta, we didn't run the ball very effectively. They did a good job stopping the run, and they've done a very good job the last couple games against Miami. I believe they held them to 3 yards rushing, so they're doing a real good job stopping the run. They have a stunning defensive line that has great movement, and they got some linebackers that can clean up behind them.
Did McCoy kind of anchor that for them?
McCoy is he is their best player. And he plays the three technique, he'll flip from left to right side. He'll always be the three technique in base defense, and then in their sub package, they'll move him around. He can line up on the center, he can line up on either guard. So he is playing at a Pro Bowl level, and I think David, the linebacker, is playing at a Pro Bowl level. He leads their team in sacks, he leads their team in tackles. And when you watch him playing man-to-man coverage and zone coverage, he does a great job covering. I think he's having a Pro Bowl season.
How do you get your guys to handle these unscouted looks? How did they get up front where they're leaving certain guys free?
I'm sorry.
Unscouted looks?
Yep.
Unscouted looks, like fullbacks blocking a safety, a wheels running free.
Yep. When you have unscouted looks, you have to go back to your base rules, the training camp rules that you know, they're not going to always line up where you think they are. And there's certain basic tenets and rules of every run play and every pass protection that we've got to make sure that we basically block our rules. And, you know, you're not going to always get guys lined up where you think they're going to be.
How does it change the dynamic for them? You know, you saw their two running backs the last time you played and they both out. Therefore, those guys were out.
Well, Brian Leonard's been a running back for six seasons, so there's a lot of tape on him. He's a big, strong running back. I think at one point in time, one of the teams he's with, they wanted to make him a fullback, so he's a real strong runner. So we have some tape on him. They've done a great job running the football. Their offensive line is, and we know that they're very physical up front on the offensive line, and they've done a nice job. So we're familiar with Leonard. I know they added Mike Hill from the Green Bay practice squad. He was on someone else's team earlier in training camp, so we're going to have to get out and break out the tape of some of the preseason games.
Coach, have you felt the need to remind the guys finish strong over these last few games and you're all fighting for jobs, all sorts of things?
I think everyone in this league knows that the currency of the NFL is wins. And when you don't win, it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing for anybody. I think we all realize that, you know, I don't think it's something that you have to talk to your players about. They understand what this business is all about, and we're, you know, going to be judged individually and collectively on how many games that we win.
Coach, the teams have, it seems like it's been a change in the last decade. You all were able to come in and win right away. Kansas City was bad last year and flipped it, and then you guys went the other way this year. This, you know, what does that say about free agency or staying in the league or being able to, you know, switch your fortunes around?
Well, I think that that this is a league where the cycles are much shorter.
Mm-hmm.
And this league is about sustainability and being a relevant team. The days of being at 10, 12, 15 years, I think's changed. I think the way that you have to deal with the salary cap, the way that free agency is set up, the way that the draft is set up, that it can change very quickly. It's very close from 1 to 32. It always has been. I think it's even closer now with the ability of changing rosters and changing rosters over very quickly.
I don't think y'all intended to have a youth movement on defense, but you got a lot of young guys at every level on defense.
We most certainly do. There's times this season that I've looked out there and we've had two secondary rookies, mm-hmm. two linebacker rookies, and three defensive line rookies all playing on the same play. So when you start doing the math, that's a lot of rookies out there. So it's encouraging to get them experience, to find out what they're going to be capable of doing. But there are going to be mistakes that come with the, you know, with those snaps. We know that. That's inevitable when you're playing young players. The one thing I'll say about all of that group is that they got a short memory. They go out and put the bad play behind them and move on to the next play. And that's going to be a great trait to have to be a successful football player in the NFL.
The three and outs to start the game, what's been the issue? I can't find one thing.
I can't either in terms of what we've done. We've had some situations where we've been in third and long,
yeah.
and can't get out of that situation when it's in their favor. We've had some third and shorts that we haven't been able to convert. But historically, through the 5 years that we've been, 6 years that we've been here, we're one of the fastest starting teams in over the last 6 years. This year, we are not doing a very good job. There's a number of key markers that we have not done well. And I think we've, in our circle here, in this gaggle, when we talk, I think you're all aware of what they are. That most of them are the situational football. And as you know, those things are the most important thing and most closely related to winning and losing. And we're not doing them very well right now.
Tony
did not practice today. We had a number of guys. That was a very physical football game. Tony, we kept inside today, so he did not participate. There was, I believe, that there's going to be four or five non-participants in practice. I'm going off the top of my head. So
I know Sam's injury was a different situation than me, but Jason Snelling came back, and now it looked like he was sidelined again. Today, is that a concern for him?
No, it's not. Jason had a very good workout today, and I'm very, very confident that he will be not necessarily a full participant, but when you guys come out here and do your role, you'll see him out here in practice. Some of the decisions that we make in terms of holding guys out are a little oriented towards resting players, especially at this point in time in the season.
Yeah.